This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome back to PTBN Trivia Night. I am one of your co-hosts, Andy Atherton, and thank you. It hasn't been your day, hasn't been your week, your month, or even your year lately, but we're here for you. And you know who else is here for us? Jordan Duncan, my co-host. Hey, Jordan, how are you?
It hasn't even been my decade, Andy. Like, we don't need to stop at year. It hasn't been mine for a while. Ever since I played Brody Press Your Luck and got smoked like so many others. Actually, I didn't. That's a lie. I'm doing okay.
All right, good. Yes, if you haven't guessed, tonight's theme is Friends. That lovely, wonderful, actually, one of my favorite shows of all time. Highly quotable, very 90s, so if you will. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we have three brand new contestants that we're going to introduce. Unfortunately, our third man, Mike Cook, cannot make it tonight due to some personal reasons, but we send our thoughts to Mike. He'll be back on our next episode. So Jordan and I are going to be pulling some double duty tonight, and I think we can handle it.
I am getting paid extra, correct?
Yes, you are getting paid time and a half tonight, as I am.
Seven chicken nuggets.
That's right. Awesome. Get it. And wait. And you get a second sauce to go with it.
Ooh.
So, choose wisely.
Double down on sweet and sour. No choice at all for me,
there
sir.
You go. All right, so let's get these guys in here, though, who are our lovely contestants tonight. First of all, joining us from across the pond, he is a voice you hear on many podcasts, across many feeds, including this very feed here. He is one half of Telly and T, Ben Locke. Ben, welcome to PTPN Trivia Night.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Jordan. And could I be any more excited than to be here tonight?
Well, we hope you could. You're as excited as possibly can. And also joining us is one of your co-hosts on Special Relations, and you hear him. He is our great purveyor of the Twitch and our YouTube. From across the pond, but slightly north, Callum McDougall. Hey, Callum, welcome to my PTV and Trivia Night. I almost slipped.
Good morning, gentlemen. It is a pleasure to be here. And I just hope that the sweet sour sauce and the extra chicken nuggets I sent you, I just hope that you enjoy them. And maybe the extra couple of seconds that I'll get on my questions as well would be much appreciated.
All right. Jordan, did you like the way I pivoted when I almost said...
Pivot!
As well, so I'm going to lift and slide. To our next contestant from the great state of New Jersey, our friend Calvin Crowell. Calvin, welcome to Trivia Night.
What's up, guys? I'm sitting on an ugly orange couch to get ready for this.
Hopefully there's not an ugly naked guy, though, there with you.
Oh, that's myself. If I put a mirror up, I'll see him.
All right. Well, on that note, let's get started here. Jordan, you want to explain what we're doing here with our point system, as well as what is our first game?
Absolutely. So what we do is pretty basic. Throughout every round, the scoring is the same. Each of you are going to get 10 questions. The questions obviously are different based off the round. We have a lightning round at the end. But we break them down into easy. The easy ones are worth 1 point. There's three of those. Medium, those are worth 3 points. There's three of those. Hard is worth 5 points. There's three of those. And then the 10th question is a very hard question worth 7 points every round. You will all get 90 seconds to compete to complete your questions as best you can. You can pass. We do accept the very first answer you give. So if you're kind of if it's at the tip of your tongue, I would suggest passing, coming back to it. That way you can hear all the questions, especially since we start with the easy and work our way down. But Andy, do you want me to discuss the first first round and let them know exactly what we are playing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So our first round is the one where the thing was used, which is kind of a little play on Friends episode titles, which all start with the one where or the one with. This one, all the questions are about things that you will find in our Friends universe.
Okay, so going first in this round is Ben Locke. Ben, are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
Okay. Jordan, do you have 90 seconds on the clock?
I do, and when the timer ends, you may hear the radar tone.
Ooh. That is... what's funny is that on my when I do the rounds, I have the radar tone up too. Perfect. Oh man, we are friends. Yeah. All right. So when I finish reading the first question, the timer will begin. Here we go. What is the name of the trophy Ross and Monica compete over on Thanksgiving?
Pass.
What does Rachel accidentally put in her English trifle?
It is, it's a trifle. It's a mince pie, not mince pie. Chef's pie, sorry.
Who wears leather pants for a New Year's resolution?
Ross.
What book does Chandler buy for Joey's girlfriend, Kathy?
Oh, pass.
What does Jack give Monica after her childhood memories are destroyed?
A Porsche.
What type of pet do Ross and Julie plan to buy together?
A cat.
What type of college does Phoebe's brother, Frank Jr., go to?
Pass.
What does Ross drink to prove his love to Rachel?
The fat.
What high school did Rachel, Ross, and Monica go to?
30 seconds.
Pass.
What is the name of Joey's chair?
No, pass.
Back to the easy questions. What is the name of the trophy Ross and Monica compete over on Thanksgiving?
Oh, it's the one with the little troll guy, and I can't remember what it's called. No.
What book does Chandler buy for Joey's girlfriend, Kathy?
It's something like The Velveteen...
Time. If you want to finish that answer, we'll accept it.
No, because you know what I've got in my head? I've got Velveteen Dream in my head, and I know it's not that. I know it's Velvet. Is it the Velveteen Rabbit or something like that?
Well, Andy will let you. Well, I guess I'm the one who reads the answers. So we're about to find out. Not a bad start for our episode tonight, though. Pretty good. So started a little bit bumpy. First question out the gate. What is the name of the trophy Ross and Monica compete for over on Thanksgiving? It does have the troll. It's called the Geller Cup. And every year fight for it. Yep. Then you kind of got on a roll here. What does Rachel accidentally put in her English trifle? Now, you said shepherd's pie. I marked that as correct because that's kind of what is in shepherd's pie. It's beef sauteed with peas and onions, which are ingredients in shepherd's pie. Ross is the one who wears leather pants for the New Year's resolution. Of course, can't pull them back up when he's in the bathroom. We gave you the Velveteen Rabbit. You pulled it out of your hat. The rabbit out of the hat. That is the book that Chandler bought for Joey's girlfriend, Kathy. Jack gave Monica the Porsche after her childhood memories were destroyed. Got that one. Ross and Julie planned to buy a cat. Got that one right. Phoebe's brother, Frank Jr., goes to refrigerator college. So that one you did not get. Ross did attempt to drink the fat, and I think he actually did drink a little bit of it before Rachel made him stop, so you got that one as well. Yep. What high school did Rachel, Ross, and Monica go to? Lincoln High. And the name of Joey's chair is Rosita. Overall, though, 16 points, a fine start to our episode.
Very well done, Mr. Locke. Yep. All right, Callum McDougal, you're up, my friend.
Okay.
All right. There we go. All right, so are you ready, sir?
Yes, let's go.
All right, Jordan, 90 seconds on the clock.
Yep.
All right, where would you find the name Miss Chandler Bong?
On Chandler's TV guide.
What kind of stuffed animal does Joey have?
Penguin.
What does Ross send ugly naked guy to bribe him for the apartment?
Pass.
What do the friends use to craft a poking device to see if ugly naked guy is dead?
Chopsticks.
Who plays Monica in an intense ping pong game in Barbados?
Mike.
What does Joey buy Chandler as a symbol of their friendship?
The chairs, the back and loungers.
What does Chandler give to Monica when he forgets to make her Valentine's gift?
An old mixtape.
What animal does Monica mistakenly think Chandler turns Chandler on?
Sharks.
What is the name of Ross and Chandler's college band?
Pass.
What is the name of the cat Gunther buys from Rachel?
30 seconds.
Pass.
Back to easy. What does Ross send ugly naked guy to bribe him for the apartment?
I have no idea. A cake.
What does Joey buy Chandler as a symbol of their friendship?
The cheers.
All right.
Oh, yeah, you can get that.
Oh, sorry. What's the name of Ross and Chandler's college band?
Time.
No idea.
All right, very well. I will tabulate as Jordan reads the answers.
Another good round. Let's see, where do we start with? Miss Chanandler Bong is written on the TV guide. Joey's stuffed animal is a penguin. In fact, his name is Hugsy, his bedtime penguin pal. Ross sent ugly naked guy a basket of mini muffins to bribe him for the apartment, and he quickly found out that would not be enough. But they did form a giant poking device made out of chopsticks to see if he was dead or alive. He was alive. Mike is indeed the one who played Monica in the ping pong matchup in Barbados. You said chairs for this next one. What does Joey buy Chandler as a symbol of their friendship? Joey does buy chairs, but to symbolize their friendship, it's a gaudy gold bracelet that Chandler.
I paid a fool who don't wear.
Yes. So it was.
Yep.
So it was.
Yep. And then Joey got the matching pair for himself. What does Chandler give to Monica when he forgets to make her a Valentine's gift? You were correct. A mixtape that Janice made for him. The animal that Monica mistakenly thinks turns Chandler on is sharks. The name of Ross and Chandler's college band was Emotional Knapsack. And the cat that Gunther bought from Rachel was ironically named Mr. Whiskerson, given that the cat was hairless. But overall, 18 points, which puts you in a slight lead right now, but the game is close. Good score.
Yeah. Awesome. We love these close games here. All right, Calvin, are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
All right. 90 seconds on the clock. We'll begin when I read the first question. What is hung around the peephole on the door of Monica's apartment?
Yellow picture frame.
What does Ross plan to play for Monica and Chandler at their wedding?
The keytar.
What item of clothing does Joey say belongs to the father of Rachel's baby?
The red sweater.
Who has to wear an eye patch for an episode?
Monica.
What arcade game does Phoebe buy for Monica and Chandler?
Pac-Man.
Where does Rachel buy her apothecary table from?
Pottery Barn.
What does Mona suggest she and Ross send out that freaks him out?
Pass.
Who or what is Joey really trying to protect when he hears a gunshot on the ride-along?
Oh, his sandwich.
What is the name of the lipstick for men that Joey does a commercial for?
Oh, it's a Japanese company. Fuck. It's a Japanese, I don't know.
What does Joey slip on that he mistakes for a giant booger?
Placenta?
What does Mona suggest she and Ross send out that freaks him out?
I don't know that one. I don't know.
Back to the name of the lipstick for men that Joey does a commercial for.
Oh, man. That's going to drive me crazy when you give me the answer. Shit. It's a Japanese word.
Time.
All right. Oh, good round though.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all.
I just thought of the answer now too. It's Ikebon.
Yep. Here's how you did though. You did well enough to where you're still in contention. I mean, you didn't bomb or anything like that. You got quite a few right, including the first one. The picture frame is what is hung around the people in Monica's apartment. Ross planned to play the bagpipes for Monica and Chandler's wedding, though.
That's right.
If you remember. You did get the red sweater correct. That is the piece of clothing that Ross left behind that Joey knew would help them figure out who was the man who got Rachel pregnant. Monica is the one who had to wear the eye patch for an episode. I marked this one wrong. Andy, if we want to double check, the arcade game that Phoebe bought, I have it as Miss Pac-Man, and I believe it's Miss Pac-Man, not Pac-Man. But we will double check and make sure. But Rachel did get her apothecary table from Pottery Barn. Mona suggested that she and Ross send out holiday cards, and that freaked Ross out a little bit, thinking they were a little too early in their relationship for those to be sent out. Then you got the next one right, which was a hard one. Joey tried to protect his sandwich rather than Chandler or Ross while they were on the ride along and heard the gunshot. And you got it, but a little bit after the buzzer, Ichiban! Lipstick for men is what Joey was advertising, and the Joey did not slip on placenta. He slipped on an oyster.
I think that's the best answer in the history of the show so far. We cannot give it to him. It was Miss Pac-Man.
I thought so, but I figured it wouldn't hurt to double check and make sure, because that's happened before where we have an answer and actually the person corrects us. So, but still, 13 points keeps you right in the game. So after one round, we've got a close one.
Yeah, we got Cal McDougall with 18 points, Ben Locke with 16, and Calvin Crowell with 13. But before we move on, we're going to talk about some stuff going on here on the Place to Be Nation Pop Experience, this very podcast feed. On the newest Pop Goes the Classics, myself, Miranda, and Steve, we continued our deep dive into the animated Disney classics. We looked at 1955's Lady and the Tramp. A lot of fun, a great movie. There are a lot more coming very soon. The most recent Mount Rushmore had Sean Kidd, our very own Ben Locke, Scott Shiflett, and Logan Crossland, who shared which romantic comedies from the 80s and 90s, as well as from the aughties and 2010s, are on their respective Mount Rushmores. The latest piece of the action has host Matt Souza joined by Jennifer Smith to live watch the classic Lethal Weapon. The latest Pop Goes the Couch covering WandaVision, that is myself, Tim Capel, Sean Kidd, Scott Shiflett. We continued our reviews with a breakdown of season 1 episode 6, a all-new Halloween spectacular. It was a thing on TV. It brings their usual triple header with topics: the Vanna White movie Gods of Love and the short-lived game show Buzz. Laughing Theater returned with Steve Rillo joining me for a live watch of The Hangover, and the newest show to join the feed, Battlestar in the 25th century, with Sean Kidd taking his apprentice Scott Shiflett through some of the classic sci-fi shows of the late 70s and early 80s. And that is what's going on here on the Place to Be Nation Pop Experience. But we are talking about Friends tonight. And this next game is something we actually have played before on the Seinfeld game. This is Guess the Guest Star. Basically, Jordan will give you an actor or actress, and you just have to say what character they played on the show. Pretty self-explanatory. All right. So, Jordan, the floor is yours.
Yep, and it may be a recurring character, maybe a one-time thing. So as always, easy, medium, hard, and very hard. We are giving you, again, the actor's name. We're looking for the character that they played. We're going to start with Callum. Callum, I've got a question for you, sir.
Okay.
How you doing?
Oh, I wasn't expecting that. Thank you for the hell.
Well, listen, you said you were going to send me some extra nuggets, and listen, I will reciprocate, my friend.
Oh, anytime.
All right. Andy, do you have the clock set at 90 seconds?
Clock is set. I feel like we're on another show when I'm responding to that question. Yeah, right? I'm having deja vu flashbacks here. Right? I'm freaking out.
All right, Callum, the clock will start when I give you the name of the first actor. This one, I feel like you guys actually get a little bit more time because I'm not reading an entire question. I'm just stating the name. So, again, take your time. Pass if you're drawing a blank so you can at least get all of them heard and have a chance to answer all of them. Okay, here we go. First one is Elliot Gould.
Hey, Jack.
Paget or Paget Brewster.
Pass.
Lauren Tom.
Pass.
Maggie Wheeler.
Oh, come on. Oh, pass that one as well.
Anna Faris.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm drawing a blank on all of these ones. Okay. I pass that one as well.
Jennifer Grey.
Oh, for God's sake. She is... Oh, this is terrible. Pass.
Next one is Larry Hankin.
Why am I drawing a blank on all of these? Pass that one as well.
Christina Applegate.
She is Amy.
All right. Jennifer Saunders.
Jennifer Saunders is Emily's mum.
Okay. Chrissy Hind.
Pass.
Okay, go back up to Paget or Paget Brewster. Again, sorry, I'm not sure I'm saying that one right.
Oh, I have no idea. Paul.
All right, Lauren Tom.
Oh my god, that is...
I will say this, though. Before you beat yourself up, I think this is going to be a tough round for everybody. This is definitely a tougher game than the other ones. So,
Jordan, I have one in yellow. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that we'll give that to him because he is correct there.
Okay. All right.
While you're going through it, I'll make sure, though.
All right. So, here we go with the answers. Elliot Gould, you got that one correct. That was Jack Geller, Ross, and Monica's mom. Now we kind of tripped you up a little bit. Paget Brewster, she was Kathy, you know, Joey and then Chandler's girlfriend. Lauren Tom was Julie.
So not an Italian man, no.
No, not Paolo.
And I can't believe you didn't get this right. Oh, my God. Oh, Maggie Wheeler was Janice. Oh. Anna Faris was Erica, the surrogate. Jennifer Gray was Mindy. You know, the former best friend. Larry Hankin was Mr. Heckles, the super. Christina Applegate, you got that correct. That is Amy Green, Rachel's sister. Jennifer Saunders, Andrea Waltham, a.k.a. Emily's mother. We'll give you that. Chrissy Hind played Stephanie, the singer. So you got a grand total of 11 points for that round.
Yeah, so you did salvage a score because two of the three you got right were hard ones, so 5 points for each of those. So not too bad. Yeah, I would not do well at this one, Andy. I know what happened on Friends, but like for me, I don't know a lot of that character's name. So this one would be tough for me. We'll see how Calvin and Ben do. Calvin, you are up next, and I've got a question for you as well. No, really, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to flirt with everyone tonight. I feel like I'm just being far too advanced. So let's see. Andy, do we have... our time on our clock, 90 seconds.
Yes, the clock is ready.
All right. Calvin, do you have any questions for me? You kind of get how this one works, correct?
Yeah, this game's extremely tough.
Okay. All right, then the first one is Jane Sibbett.
Carol Willett.
Paul Rudd.
Mike Hannigan.
Giovanni Ribisi.
Frank Jr.
Aisha Tyler.
Charlie.
Tate Donovan.
Oh, pass.
Morgan Fairchild.
Oh, the lady on Days of Our Lives. Oh, pass.
Marlo Thomas.
Marlo Thomas. Is that Judy Geller?
Dina Meyer. Or Dinah Meyer. I think it's Dina, though.
Pass.
Tom Conti.
No idea.
Your very hard one is Julia Roberts.
Oh, shit. She's Chandler's classmate in the Super Bowl episode. Makes him wear the panties.
20 seconds.
What is her name? Oh, man. Like you said, Jordan, I know the episodes. I just don't know the people's names.
Mm-hmm. You can go back if you want to Tate Donovan.
Is that Tag?
All right. Morgan Fairchild?
No idea. Time.
Sorry, I can't tell you if you're right or wrong. We'll leave that for Andy, but not too bad. You got more right than Callum, but I think you got some... the harder ones, right? So we'll see how the scores look at the end there.
Point-wise, not as great. But we'll go through them. You get off to a great start, though. Jane Sibbett is Carol. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, Ross's ex-wife. Paul Rudd, Mike Hannigan, Phoebe's husband. Giovanni Ribisi is Frank Buffet Jr. Aisha Tyler, Charlie Wheeler. Tate Donovan played not Josh, Joshua.
Joshua.
Morgan Fairchild, Chandler's mom, Nora Tyler Bing. Mm-hmm. Marlo Thomas was another character's mother, but it was Rachel's mom, Sandra Green.
Yep.
Dina Meyer was Kate Miller. That was the Joey's co-star in that play. Tom Conti, Emily's father, Stephen Waltham. And Julia Roberts played Susie for a grand total of 6 points this round.
Those are the tough ones where you know who we're talking about with Susie. You described the episode perfectly. Just couldn't remember the name. So 6 points doesn't push you so far back that you're out of it. I mean, this is going to be a close game. I feel like we're going to be going right down to the wire with this one. So, Ben, we're going to finish off the round with you. Are you ready to play?
Ready, sir.
All right. Question for you, Ben. If there was cheesecake so good, would you eat it off the floor?
Damn right.
If it was from Mama's Little Bakery, which is not spoiling any future questions, I don't think. If so, I've just given some free points away to some people.
Let me just make a note to that, boys.
I don't think that that's a giveaway, but I apologize if it is. All right, Andy, do we have 90 seconds ready to go?
We are ready to go.
All right, Ben, your first name is Tom Selleck.
Richard.
Christina Pickles.
That is Judy Geller.
John Favreau.
Oh, that is Monica's boyfriend. What is his name? What is his name? Pass.
Helen Baxendale.
Emily.
Hank Azaria.
David.
Michael Rappaport.
Pass.
Reese Witherspoon.
That is Rachel's sister, Jill Green, I think.
Ron Glass.
Pass.
Winona Ryder.
Pass.
June Gable.
No, pass.
All right, go back to John Favreau.
What is it? Oh, his name.
30 seconds.
Let's go with Pete.
Okay. Michael Rappaport.
That's not Tag. What's his... something beginning with G. Not G. Is he... Oh. Gary.
All right. Ron Glass.
Pass. Pass.
Winona Ryder.
No.
June Gable. Those are your last three.
Time.
Not bad at all.
Oh, very, very good.
Pulled a couple right out of his butt there at the end.
Pretty bad. Not bad for half past 2 in the morning or whatever time we're at over there.
10 past 3 now.
But not, all right. Yeah, I'm trying to say it how you guys say it. I didn't say 2:30. All right. So off to a roaring start. Tom Selleck was Dr. Richard Burke. Christina Pickles, Judy Geller. That's right. John Favreau, Pete Becker. You pulled that one out. Helen Baxendale, Emily Waltham. We hoped a Brit would get that one. Hank Azaria played David. Michael Rappaport was Gary, Phoebe's boyfriend at the time. Reese Witherspoon, Jill Green. Ron Glass, that was Ross's lawyer, Russell. Winona Ryder played Rachel's sorority sister, Melissa Warburton. And June Gable played Estelle Leonard, a.k.a. Joey's agent.
Joey!
But a... great round of 17. Yeah. Awesome score. So at the end of two rounds, halfway through the game, Ben Locke leads with 33 points, Callum McDougall with 29, and Calvin Crowell with 19. Anybody's game still. It is wide open.
Yep.
So before we get to round three, though, Jordan, tell us what's going on across the hall at the Place to Be Nation Wrestling Network.
Yes, speaking of wide open, we hope your schedules are wide open because we've really got a lot of things for you to listen to. But before you take a listen, here's what you can do. You can go to the PTBN Wrestling Network store and show off your favorite podcast logo on all kinds of merchandise like t-shirts, hoodies, and more. You go to teepublic.com, T-E-E, public.com, type PTBW in the search bar, and that should bring up all the things that you can purchase for friends or family or, of course, yourself. But here's what you can listen to on the feed right now. You're going to see a whole lot of GWCW ballots being revealed on the network, a lot of different series. And another one has just started. Jacob Williams and Tyler Kelly are doing a podcast together, and they're doing a countdown. Their first episode just dropped this past Monday, and they are doing their, not top 10, but the bottom 10, so number 100 through number 91. Get your ballot out, see if you have what they have, and kind of play along with where your rankings were. Neil Trauma and Dave Thakara have episode 2 of Crawnology, a show-by-show walkthrough of Raw, and they discuss Ric Flair, Rob Bartlett, Terry Taylor, and a whole lot more. In the early days of Monday Night Raw. Marty is back for Pro Wrestling Love number 12 with his friend Matt for part 2 of their top shoot style matches of all time. That's a fun, interesting, unique episode. We've also got episode number 9 of Wrestling's Chicken Salad, Ben Locke, and his guest breakdown the infamous of infamous, the most infamous of infamous in pay-per-view history, No Way Out 2003. I think Triple H versus Scott Steiner is still going right now as we speak. So take a listen to that one. Also, on this week's NWA Saturday special, Scott and the Doctor discuss the possibility of a NWA WWE Starcade mega show. Then they continue their ballot reveal. They're halfway through, so you get number 50 through number 41. Those are all the wrestling shows we can listen to. Here's what you can do. If you're already a listener, we thank you for that, but you can also rate, review, and subscribe. Leaving positive reviews, giving 5-star reviews just helps bump us up on the search bar, makes us a little easier to find for new listeners. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. Just search Place to Be Wrestling Network, and that's where we'll be. Whew, that's a lot of words to get out. All right. Andy, we are on to round 3, and I'm excited. This is a close game. This might be our closest game we've had yet.
Yeah. It's a ton of fun. I'm just a fan right now listening.
Yeah.
I hope these guys, you know, it comes down to the very end.
Yeah, you know, you and I were talking beforehand. We said we think we'd do good at this one, and I think I would have done good on the first round just like the guys did. I think I would have struggled on the second round just like seemed to be a little bit of struggle there. And here we got 2 more rounds. So, guys, our third round is the one with the place. So all the questions in this round have to do with a place. So the answers are going to be a place of sorts, at least most of the time. Maybe the question asks the place, and you have to give us the person. But think places. You will have seen in Friends episodes, and get your mind there. And that is what we are going with. We're going to start this round out with Calvin. Calvin, are you ready to start us off in round 3?
Ready to go.
All right.
So,
Andy?
Yep.
I'm going to get the clock out.
Okay.
All right.
Let me know when you're ready.
I am ready to go, sir.
All right. So the clock will start, Calvin, after I finish the first question. Here we go. What is the name of the coffee shop?
Central Perk.
Where do Ross and Rachel get married?
Vegas.
Where do Joey and Ross get trapped?
Pass.
Where does Chandler say he's moving to in order to get rid of Janice?
Yemen.
Ross dates a girl who he has to take the train to visit. Where is she from?
Oh... Weehawken?
Where are Ross and Rachel originally from?
Staten Island.
Where is Erica, Monica, and Chandler surrogate from?
Pass.
Where did Chandler go to college?
New York University.
Where does Chandler get trapped during a citywide blackout?
An ATM vestibule with Joe Goodacre.
What is the name of the 50-style diner that Monica used to work at?
Laverne and Curly Fries?
Where do Joey and Ross get trapped?
Pass.
Where is Erica, Monica, and Chandler surrogate from?
Westchester.
Where do Joey and Ross get trapped?
Time.
All right. K Calvin, I'll tell you, even when you give the wrong answer, it's still great.
Yeah.
Laverne and Curly Fries. If that is not a diner somewhere, it needs to be.
Yep. So, Calvin, not a whole lot right, but you got a hard one, which gives you some much-needed points, which is nice. So here's what we did, though. The name of the coffee shop, of course, is Central Perk. Ross and Rachel got married in Vegas. That one's a little bit – might stump you for a second because by the end of the show, they're not married anymore. But, of course, they drunkenly got married in Vegas. Joey and Ross got trapped on the roof of the building and had to climb down the fire escape. Chandler does, of course, say he's moving to Yemen. Yemen. And Janice has to see him onto the plane and watch it take off. Ross dates a girl that he has to take the train to Poughkeepsie to visit. You're close on this next one. Ross and Rachel are originally from Long Island, not Staten Island. So you got your island right, but it's Long Island. Erica, Monica, and Chandler's surrogate. I got my tongue tied on that one too, Andy. She's from Ohio. I don't think it ever says what city, but Ohio is where Eric is from. Chandler went to Columbia University along with Ross. You did get this one right, though. Chandler got trapped in the ATM vestibule with Jill Goodacre. And the name of the diner that Monica worked at is called the Moon Dance Diner. But maybe they serve Laverne and Curly Fries. But you got 10 points. Not too shabby. Some add that to your score.
Again, you are still in the game.
Yep.
You know,
absolutely.
There are 34 points possible each round, so you're still there.
Yep.
Okay. Ben Locke, are you ready, sir?
Ready and waiting, Andy.
All right, Jordan, you ready, sir?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Clock will start when I finish the first question. Whose boyfriend moves to Minsk?
Phoebe's.
Where is Ross asked to give the keynote speech of a conference?
Barbados.
What apartment does Ross move into across the street from Monica?
It's Ugly Naked Guy's apartment.
Where does Joey meet his identical hand twin?
I want to say the hospital when one of the girls, when Rachel's giving birth.
Where is Chandler relocated to after not paying attention during a work meeting?
Pass.
When Ross and Rachel are on a break, Ross sleeps with a girl. Where does she work?
Pass.
Where is Ross a professor at?
Brown University.
What TV show is Chandler's mother, Nora, a guest on?
Is it Days of Our Lives with Joey?
Where does Rachel wind up going alone after Ross does not get on the plane with her?
30 seconds.
Paris.
Where do Joey and Chandler find Ben after losing him?
The zoo.
Where is Chandler? Back to meeting. Where is Chandler relocated to after not paying attention during a work meeting?
I'm not sure. Maybe Iowa.
When Ross and Rachel are on a break, Ross sleeps with a girl. Where does she work?
Pass.
That was it for the question.
Yep. All right.
All right.
Time's up. Tough round.
Yeah, not great, Ben.
Yeah, tough round. That's fine.
But you know, it was tough.
Let's see how you did, though. You did get a couple right. Phoebe's boyfriend is the one who moves to Minsk. I believe his name is David. Yes, we mentioned him in the last round. Ross is asked to give the keynote speech of a conference at Barbados. He moves into Ugly Naked Guy's apartment, so the mini muffins did work a little bit better than he first thought. Joey meets his identical hand twin in Las Vegas. He's a blackjack dealer.
Yeah, Thomas Lennon.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Chandler is relocated to Tulsa after not paying attention during a work meeting and agreeing to the switch to Tulsa. Ross and Rachel are on a break. Ross sleeps with the girl who works at the copy store, or we also would have accepted the Xerox store, although no one uses the word Xerox anymore. Ross is a professor at NYU, not Brown University. Chandler's mom was actually a author. She wrote romance novels, and she appeared on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno in an episode. Rachel wound up going alone. This was after Ross and Emily's wedding fell apart. Ross was going to take Rachel on his honeymoon. Then he didn't get on the plane, and Rachel got a nice trip to Athens all alone. And Joey and Chandler found Ben after losing him at the Department of Human Services. I believe they left him on a bus. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 3 points for the round. He didn't get shut out. Added to the score. Any point is a good point.
Yes. All right. Callum McDougall, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Jordan, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Once I finish the first question, the timer will start. Where does Ross and Emily's wedding happen?
London.
Where did Ross meet Chandler?
A college.
Where is the entire episode, The One Where No One's Ready, set?
Pass.
Where does Rachel plan to move in the series finale?
Paris.
Where do Ross and Rachel sleep with each other for the first time?
The museum.
Where does the season 3 finale take place?
Pass.
Where is Rachel hired to be a personal shopper?
Bloomingdale's.
Where does Janice's ex-husband work?
Mattress King.
Where do Ross, Monica, and Chandler go together while the others sulk at home for not having enough money?
A Hootie and the Blowfish concert.
Where is the house that Chandler and Monica buy?
Westchester.
Where is the entire episode, The One Where No One's Ready, set?
Pass.
Where does season 3 season finale take place?
The beach house.
Alright, where is the entire episode of The One Where No One's Ready, set?
I'll go for Las Vegas again.
Okay. Very good.
Wow.
Jordan, we're going to give him the yellow one.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Wow. That was a run there. Although, if it were up to me, I would not give you this first one, Callum. Where does Ross and Emily's wedding happen? You said London. The correct answer is London, baby! I think is how Joey would say it. Yeah. Where does Ross meet Chandler? College is correct. This one, you did not get right. The entire episode of The One Where No One's Ready takes place in Monica and Rachel's apartment, where Ross is trying to get all the girls ready to go to the big summer gala. Yeah, it's where he drinks the fat. So. Then you went on a heck of a run here, though. Rachel does plan to move to Paris in the series finale. Ross and Rachel sleep with each other for the very first time. We had the planetarium in the museum. You gave us a museum, so we'll give you the points for that. The beach house is where season 3 finale takes place, where Ross has to decide between Bonnie and Rachel. Bloomingdale's is where Rachel is hired to be a personal shopper, and where she meets Joshua. Janice's ex-husband not only works at the Mattress King, he is the Mattress King. Ross, Monica, and Chandler go to a Hootie and the Blowfish concert, which dates the show a little bit. And you really got this one here for 7 points. Chandler and Monica did, in fact, buy a house in Westchester. So a whopping heck of a score here. 33 points for the round. You got nearly a perfect score.
Westchester County, where I'm from, actually. I think they're probably in Scarsdale, which is a couple towns over from where I grew up. But yes, Callum, one hell of a round. So at the end of 3 rounds, Callum McDougall with a substantial lead of 62, Ben Locke with 36, and Calvin with 29. Actually, everybody is still alive, amazingly. We have, again, as we said, we have one heck of a game. But before we get to the lightning round, let's kind of talk about what else is going on. What other podcast feeds that you can listen to? Tremendous. All of them, actually. Over on the Jennifer Smith, the Jenny Position feed. That is the home for Geek and Sassy, Talking Pop, Freak Out, Drive-In, The Journey Through Infinity, The Brother Sister Rewatch. You heard about Pluto, Bianca's First Time, much, much more. Check out the North-South Connection. Brought to you by JT, Chad, and Aaron, home for Wrestling Warzone, No Holds Barred, The Extreme Three-Way Dance, Ruthlessly Aggressive, Caroline Dreaming, Shriek Wreck, Jeff Learns Wrestling, much, much more. And also our good friend, Glenn Butler, Glenny Bunn, him and his brother have started their very own podcast feed. They're going to continue their spectacular journey through music, films, and more on the Non-Toxic Fanboys podcast, where they try to enjoy the things they love. Follow them at Non-Toxic Fanboys on Twitter, nontoxicfanboys.com and subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Our stretch project has come to an end. That is the 2021, the greatest WCW match ever. Everybody had all year to do their research, and we are unveiling the results. Callum, thank you very much. You were involved in tabulating all the votes. So every Friday at noon on PlaceTVNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world, the results are being posted a bunch at a time. I believe we're not down to the top 100. I believe we're in like the 400s, I think, around. So check that out. Also, though, this year we have the greatest WCW wrestler. So look us up on Facebook if you like to get in on that discussion, and everything could be found on the Facebook group or page, GWCW, or on the Pro Wrestling Only message board. Don't forget, if you love or like betting on or picking the winners of WWE pay-per-view matches, come check us out. Our very own Mike Cook, along with Calvin Roger Morissette, run our WWE pay-per-view pick'em every month, so reach out to them on Facebook if you're interested. Don't forget, check out PlaceTVNation.com each and every day. New voices, fresh takes, bringing you other articles on topics in the worlds of wrestling, sports, and pop culture, including Trent SmackDown Fox Report, This Week in the WWE by John Crow, Steve Riddle's Wonderful World of Disney Reviews, Paulie's Perspective, Matt's Live Action Disney Reviews, Ben's Unpopular Opinion. When are we going to see one of those again, Benjamin? And if you're doing your online shopping over at Amazon.com, be sure to click on the Amazon banner on the right side of the PlaceNation homepage, or use PlaceNation.com/Amazon or / I always get confused. But it takes you right to Amazon, helps us out with no cost to you. So, Jordan, this is a great game. And Callum had one of the best rounds we've seen so far.
Yep. I was thinking it may be the best one we've seen in our trivia tournament.
I don't think anybody's had a clean round yet.
Yeah, just a hair off of perfect. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it was a easy question, no less, that prevented him. But we are now in the lightning round. So, Jordan, you want to explain what we're doing here?
I will. Real quick, though, just to add on to those countdowns. I think it's funny that my WCW wrestler, my number one wrestler, is also took part in my number one match. Stevie Ray was also in Stevie Ray versus Chavo Guerrero, Bash at the Beach 98. So interesting. Greatest match of all time features the greatest wrestler of all time.
Awesome. Yeah. It's lovely how that synergy works.
Yeah, exactly. We need more love for Stevie Ray and his slapjack. No, so guys, the lightning round is basically just a potpourri of Friends trivia. You're just going to get different trivia questions. Could be about anything involving the show. Same basic concept, though. Easy, medium, hard, and very hard. You're going to get 10 questions. 1 point, 3 points, 5 points, 7. Same amount of time. You'll get 90 seconds. So use your passes wisely and use your time wisely. And we kind of go backwards. So, Callum, since you're in the lead, you will go third this round. And, Calvin, you will kick us off. Are you ready to go, sir?
Ready to go.
All right. I feel a good round coming out of you here. Andy, do you have 90 seconds ready on the clock?
I do, Jordan.
All right. You hit start when I finish this question. Callum, whose name does Ross say during his vows while marrying Emily?
Rachel.
What is the name of the manager at Central Perk?
Terry.
What two pets do Joey and Chandler have?
A chick and a duck.
Who pees on Monica when she's stung by a jellyfish?
Chandler.
What is the name of Monica's boyfriend who dreams of becoming a UFC fighter?
Pete.
What TV show does Joey watch with his grandma because he has a guest spot that ultimately is cut?
As the World Turns.
What is the name of the woman who handcuffs Chandler to the filing cabinet?
Pass.
What is the name of Chandler's dad's drag show?
Viva Las Vegas.
What does the sticker on Ross's childhood backpack say?
Dinosaurs rock.
What was Ross's nickname for Elizabeth when she was a student in his class?
Pass.
All right, go back to the name of the woman who handcuffed Chandler to the filing cabinet.
Muriel.
And your very hard one. Ross's nickname for Elizabeth when she was a student in his class.
Yeah, I have no idea.
All right. we can give you a stab if you just want to throw something out there. That's fine. But if not...
Hot cross buns. Hot cross buns.
Time. All right, Calvin. Not bad. You know, you had a decent round. Let's go through the answers and give you your final score. So, whose name does Ross say during his vows while marrying Emily? That is Rachel. The name of the manager at Central Perk is Gunther. What two pets do Joey and Chandler have? A chick and a duck. Who pees on Monica when she's stung by a jellyfish? Not Joey, who got stage fright. It was Chandler. What is the name of Monica's boyfriend who dreams of becoming a USC fighter? That is Pete. What TV show does Joey watch with his grandmother because he had a guest spot that is ultimately cut? That was Law and Order. What is the name of the woman who handcuffs Chandler to the filing cabinet? That was Joanna. What is the name of Chandler's dad's drag show? I was hoping you were going to say it like Monica. Viva Las Vegas! In the game. That was correct. What does the sticker on Ross's childhood backpack say? Close. Geology Rocks. And what was the nickname Ross had for Elizabeth when she was a student in his class? And that was Cutie McPretty, for a grand total of 13 points for the round, leaving you with 42 for the game. So not bad.
Perfectly respectable score.
Yeah, you could finish in second place. Yeah. But, you know, just guys remember, though, if you do not win, you will have opportunities to come back in one of our later episodes if you do deem so. To choose. Okay. Jordan.
Yeah, Ben is up next. Let's take a quick look at the scores. Ben's got a little bit of catching up to do, but I don't think it's out of the question. He could do it.
Yeah.
If he goes 26. On a nice run here, he could give himself a lead and put some pressure on Callum.
26 points to tie.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Build that tension, boys. Build it.
Listen, I mean, you've done well in a couple of the rounds. I don't think that you're going to bomb completely. We'll see how you do. It's one of those things where sometimes you just know all of them. Sometimes you just don't know any of them. And we won't find out until we start the clock. So, Andy, are you ready with that clock?
I am ready.
Okay. Ben, are you ready to go?
Ready, sir.
All right. Here we go. First question is, what type of plastic surgery did Rachel have as a teenager?
Nose.
What does Ross dress up as to teach his son about Hanukkah?
The Holiday Armadillo.
What TV show does Joey play Dr. Drake Ramore on?
That's Days of Our Lives.
Which friend is mistaken in public multiple times for a porn star?
Oh. Phoebe?
What was Monica's field hockey nickname?
Big Fat Goalie.
What rock singer has a son that goes to the same school as Ross's son?
Oh, pass.
What is the name of the game show that Joey auditions to host?
Pass.
What does Mike legally change his name to? Or discuss pass. Legally changing it to? Who is the doctor that delivers Phoebe's triplets obsessed with?
The Fonz.
Whose private shower does Joey use on a film set?
Oh, it's the old actor. What's his name?
20 seconds.
Not Charlton Heston, but it's somebody like that.
What rock singer has a son that goes to the same school as Ross's son?
Pass.
Joey's game show.
Wheel of Fortune?
And Mike changes his name too.
Time. Oh, yeah, boy.
You're going to be mad at yourself on this.
You are. Yeah, Ben, you're going to be pissed. Yeah. All right.
Is it Jack Lemmon or something like that?
We'll get there in a moment.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So let's read it down. What type of plastic surgery does Rachel have as a teen? You are correct. That was a nose job. Ross did dress up as the Hanukkah Armadillo. What TV show does Joey play Dr. Drake Ramore? That is Days of Our Lives. What friend is mistaken in public for multiple times for a porn star? That is Phoebe, because her sister Ursula has been doing some porn. What was Monica's field hockey nickname? Big Fat Goalie! Big Fat Goalie! You got that right. This one, Ben, I thought you were going to get. What rock singer has a son that goes to the same school as Ross's son? Sting. He actually, Trudy appears in the episode. What is the name of the game show that Joey auditions to host? Bamboozled. What does Mike change his name to or discusses changing to? Crap bag. You got this one right. Who is the doctor that delivers Phoebe's triplets, obsessed with Fonzie? Whose private shower does Joey use on a film? It was Charlton Heston.
Yes! Sorry, yes! Don't care about anything else.
Oh, bugger. All right, so... So, Ben, that was 14 for the round. You finish with 50. So, Callum, we're doing this one for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
Kind of a layup. But let's see.
Let's see if you get a perfect round.
You know, we still, you know what? There is personal best. There are high scores you might want to, tackle.
Yeah.
You know, for bragging rights. So let's give it a go.
Fear of God into your future opponents. Who knows what we're going to do. All right, Callum, are you ready to go?
Yes, let's go for that.
All right. I'm kind of glancing over these questions. I want to see if he can get a perfect score here. He might. The very hard one I think is pretty tricky. So, all right, Andy, are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right. First question is, who uses the alias Regina Phalange?
Phoebe.
What is the name of Ross's son?
Ben.
Where do Monica and Chandler first hook up?
London.
What animal does Phoebe say Ross and Rachel are to each other?
Lobsters.
What is the name of the band that sings the theme song for the show?
The Rembrandts.
Who tells himself that he is a neat guy in a mirror?
Paul.
Who does Ross catch fooling around in the library where his book is located?
Monica and Chandler.
What famous doctor does Joey play in an off-Broadway show?
Sigmund Freud.
Who is the last person that Ross dates before getting back together with Rachel to end the show?
Charlie.
Whoops. What is Joey and Chandler's apartment number?
19.
What was it? Say that one more time.
19.
All right. 30 seconds to spare.
Yeah. I kind of gave away that answer there.
Callum, would you have known it anyway?
I think so, yeah. Because I was trying to think when they hooked up, so I probably would have, yeah.
Yeah. Thankfully, it wouldn't have affected the results of the show. But listen to this, Andy. How we did.
Yeah, so just for, the way we have to do it. Whose alias is Regina Phalange? That is Phoebe. The name of Ross's son is Ben. Where do Monica and Chandler first hook up? In London. What animal does Phoebe and Ross, Phoebe say Ross and Rachel's are to each other? Lobster. What is the name of the band that sings the theme song for the show? That is the Rembrandts. Who tells himself that he is a neat guy in the mirror? That is Paul, played by Bruce Willis. Who does Ross catch fooling around in the library where his book is located? That is Monica Chandler. Joey plays Sigmund Freud in an off-Broadway show. Who is the last person Ross dates before getting back together with Rachel to end the show? That was Charlie. What is Joey and Chandler's apartment number? 19 for a perfect
round.
34. All time, it is our second best score of 96. So I'm going to not say who got the highest score in the game because he shall not be mentioned. But Callum McDougal, you have moved on to the semifinals, the fourth person to qualify. You are the start of a new set, so we'll find out who wins our next episode. We have some feedback going. I'll give you guys.
And finally, the ref.
All right. As we go through the close here, so Callum, congratulations to you.
Yep.
Ben Calvin, thank you for being on the show. Like I said, you will have opportunities to come back.
Yeah, both of you guys played well. I mean, it's just Callum basically went perfect on the back half. He only got one wrong in the final two rounds combined. It's kind of hard to keep up with that.
Yeah, pretty awesome. So we'll see you in the semifinals. Jordan, do you have anything to say in closing?
I mean, I have things to say, but it's basically like a cow's opinion. It's moo.
All right. So for Jordan Duncan and Michael Cook, thank you for joining us on PTBN Trivia Night, our friends episode. Our next episode, Star Wars theme. We will have brand new contestants to see who else take their place in our semifinal matchups. So also, please check out the Facebook page, the Facebook group, because we are posting a picture of what these guys are playing for, what you could play for if you wish to be a future contestant. The title belt, it is custom made. It has the PTBN Trivia Night logo on it, and it says you are the undisputed PTBN Trivia Champion. If you win, you have to go through Callum and our three other players, but well, do you have it? We'll find out. So, for Jordan Duncan, Michael Cook, once again, I am Andy Aston. Thank you for joining us, PTBN Trivia Night. See you on the next episode. Pivot! Lift and slide.